Cool temperatures will continue across the upper Midwest and the northern plains for yet another several day period, but we are going to see a restriction in precipitation potentials. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. A little bit of light precipitation lingers this morning across the eastern parts of the region. We have one more disturbance that will pass through the eastern and north central parts of North Dakota, northeastern South Dakota, and parts of Minnesota tomorrow. And in fact, it'll start pre-dawn tomorrow morning and then move across those areas during the course of the day. The precipitation's not going to be all that impressive. It's mostly going to be very light showers that come and go, maybe some drizzle, and some wind that's going to blow around the backside of an upper-level low-pressure center. And so we will see a kind of a blustery, chilly day across the region, and we'll hope for warmer weather. Well, there certainly is warmer weather out there, but it's going to be difficult to get it to push all the way across the region right away. So sometime during the course of the week, next week, we'll see some warming beginning to push into the region. But it'll probably be the second week of the forecast before it gets notably warm. The temperatures out there this afternoon are expected to run primarily in the upper 40s and into the 50s. Now, the coolest weather will continue to be in the old snow-covered areas of eastern North Dakota and a few spots in Minnesota. Most of us are going to see 50-degree temperatures this afternoon. Tomorrow, we'll see a few more 60s popping up in South Dakota once again, but everybody else will be stuck in that rut with upper 40 and lower 50 degree readings. It'll be a little warmer in western North Dakota, but no 60 degree readings there. We'll expect to see another day of the same on Sunday, upper 40 and 50 degree readings for the most part, and then on Monday it's still almost the same, but most of us will be in the 50s at that point in time. The reason for all the coolness is a very large upper level low pressure system over the Great Lakes region that will push a lot of chilly air down across the area. Nighttime low temperatures are expected to be a little cool too. We'll see some upper 20s once in a while, but mostly we'll be in the 30s through a big part of the forecast period. The precipitation potentials after Saturday, by the way, are expected to be somewhat restricted. I don't think there'll be much of it, but there will be a chance for a few showers in the far western part of South Dakota as we get into the middle part of next week, but that would be the absolute earliest for that to occur. For the most part, we have an opportunity here for relatively quiet weather. It just needs to warm up a bit, and we'll, like I said, we'll have to wait another week before we get into anything meaningfully warm. Down in U.S. hard red winter wheat country, we are going to see a few more showers there today, but their big rains are pretty much over, and they're going to see some showers once in a while as we move through midweek, but they will continue to see at least a little bit of improvement in crop conditions there. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.